Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello, welcome to the November 2nd edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Jeff Searcy here, coming to you from Servant Warrior Battle Station Headquarters, Southeastern United States, located right here in St. Augustine, Florida. So glad you're with us this week. Now, I want to remind you, the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries is to reach guys of all ages where they are, empower and inspire them to be who God has created and called them to be, and to be the spark that ignites the fire among men across the country and around the world to get battle ready, to armor up for the war that they find themselves in each and every day, as well as to take the fight to the enemy. Now, how do you do that? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we are going to be talking about the tactical side of spiritual warfare over the next few weeks. And of course, it's certainly fitting, given that Veterans Day is only a week and some change away, as well as the 237th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps. Hoorah! So all you Marines out there getting ready to give some birthday wishes to you here in a week or so. Now, if this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I am so pumped that you're hanging out with us this week. And if you're listening to us on Truth Talk 630, that's AM 630 out of St. Louis, welcome. And I encourage you to go and visit servantwarriorradio.com. It is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your convenience. Now, if you're listening to us via the web or another podcast, or if you're listening to us from servantwarriorradio.com, thank you so much. And make sure to add servantwarriorradio.com to your favorites bar right there on your the top of your computer screen. Add it. Make sure you go back. Make sure you share it with everybody that you know. Now, if you were with us a few weeks ago, we're talking about how our calling as Christians, as servant warriors, has an uncanny resemblance to the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad. Now, we're certainly going to dive back into what that mission is and how it fits with our calling in just a few minutes. So, in preparation, grab your Bible, turn to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. We are going to be working in verses 10 through 18, and we're going to be there for a while. So make sure you get a bookmark, put it in there, because you're going to want to go back there, because that passage is one of the most inspiring and confidence-building passages in all of Scripture. So make sure you bookmark that. Now, right now, though, I want to talk about what happens next Tuesday. Now, I'm not here to make this into a political show. There is plenty of that going on everywhere else across the country. In fact, I'm going to be glad when it's over. And I'm sure there are a couple of you out there that share that sentiment. But nevertheless, so much has been made of this presidential election. And we look past all the hyperbole and all the sensationalism of the press, and we look at it from both sides. This is an incredibly important election. And hey, listen, it just very well may be the most important election in our lifetimes. But more so, it's our right and it's our responsibility to take part in the election of those who govern us. And this is not just on a national front. This is at the state and local levels. I mean, there are going to be many issues facing us as individuals, facing our communities, in the form of state constitutional amendments that will be coming up for a vote this coming Tuesday. Now, please make sure that you do your homework and familiarize yourself with the amendments and what a vote for and against would mean. Listen, be an educated voter. The power of the internet, you can find out explanations of the amendments, what it would a for vote would mean, what an against vote would mean. Listen, there's plenty of resources at your disposal. Use them. Also, research the candidates and their platforms that are running in the races that you have the opportunity to vote for. Pray about it, but please, whatever you do, vote. It is a freedom and a right that so many around the world do not enjoy. Additionally, countless warriors and patriots have died securing our freedoms, and one of those freedoms is the freedom to vote. So please, make sure you vote next Tuesday. Hey, something else very quickly, and it's dominated the news over the past week, but please continue to keep those impacted by Tropical Storm Sandy in your prayers. I mean, as of this recording, more than 120 people have been reported dead, and that includes those that were killed in the Caribbean as it passed through the Caribbean. I mean, the unbelievable amount of devastation to homes and communities have been the focus of the 24 hours of news cycle this week, and millions have been without power. Thousands still don't have it. Thousands of families will be starting over, trying to rebuild, you know, what was lost. But, you know, here's the reality. It's all stuff. It's here today. It's gone tomorrow. You know, every day we are shown how quickly the possessions that we accumulate throughout our lives can be lost. And additionally, we see every day how fleeting life is and how quickly it can be lost. Be prepared. Remember that Jesus is the only way to heaven. In John 14:6, he tells us very clearly that he is the way and the truth and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through him. You know what? We have no guarantee that we're going to be here next year, next week, tomorrow, 5 minutes from now. Hey, don't die stupid. If you don't know what don't die stupid means, go to servantwarriorradio.com. Look at that. Also go to servantwarriorministries.org. Click on the don't die stupid. But listen, make sure you know where you'll spend eternity, because nobody is guaranteed tomorrow. Hey, listen, I need to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to prep for the battle and the message, tracking the enemy. We'll be right back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Like to hang out on the edgy side of Christian talk? You found the right place. That's Servant Warrior Radio, every Friday morning, 6 a.m. on St. Louis's own AM 630 and 24/7 at servantwarriorradio.com. Now, back to the show.
I tasted fire. I'm ready to come.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Cersei here, and we are talking about how our calling as Christians, as servant warriors, has an uncanny resemblance to that mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad. Now, for those who missed the show a few weeks ago, I encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com and listen to the message, Close Combat. As a matter of fact, right there on servantwarriorradio.com, you can access and listen to all the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. So it's a great place to hang out, take your friends, share those messages with everybody that you know. But right now, I want to refresh your memory as to what the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad is. It is to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. Man, that gets you motivated, doesn't it? Now, our charge and mission as men and women of God, as servant warriors, as Christians, is right in line with that of a Marine Corps rifle squad. Now, what I want to do is I want to do a quick review of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, which is going to be the basis of this message, as well as the entire series that we are now embarking on the subject of spiritual warfare. So grab your Bible and turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Now, while you're doing that, I want you to think about, as I read, because I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, but I want you to think about the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad. And while you think about that mission, think about how it applies and how these two interact and how these two can be assimilated to, and also how our charge as Christians coincide with this. So again, the mission of the Marine Corps Rifle Squad: to locate, close with, and destroy the enemy by fire and maneuver, and repel the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. Okay, now I'm going to start. Here we go. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to start with verse 10. I'm reading out of the NIV version, okay? Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the saints. Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about repelling the enemy's assault by fire and close combat. Now, of course, the fire, we're talking about the weapons of God, just talked about here through this passage, as well as the full armor, both of them talked about in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Now, the close combat part is referred to, that's really our interactions with others and how we handle the trials of this world and really just the overall struggles of life. Now, this week, we're talking about locating, closing with, and destroying the enemy by fire and maneuver. Of course, the fire that we use are those weapons of God mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6. We talk about the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. And definitely prayer is a weapon that's referred to that we are to use so often. You know, but what about the whole locate and close with? Well, I can tell you one thing. If you want to locate the enemy, you got to go where the enemy is. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. And I also have to tell you that I got a feeling that some feathers are going to get ruffled here with this message that's going to come on the other side of the break that we're about to have to take. But you know what? That seems to be commonplace with the messages delivered here on Servant Warrior Radio. Now, that's not my intent in any way, shape, or form. I simply go with what God puts on my heart. But this week, across the United States and in parts of the world, people celebrated Halloween. Now, you know, I know it's amazing that the reaction to the word Halloween gets among the Christian community. You know, I mean, some people just laugh about it. They completely blow it off and regard it as irrelevant. They just, you know, they just laugh it off. Others say, you know what, it's nothing like what when we were kids. You know, but my kids and the kids around the neighborhood that love to dress up and run around and get candy, you know, I don't see anything wrong with that. Others, though, they give a response and a reaction like the spawn of Satan himself just sat down next to them while they were eating dinner at the Cracker Barrel. I mean, you know, hey, listen, don't shake your head. You've seen those responses. You've heard those responses. But I don't want to make light of that. But I do want to talk about it. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about Halloween. I'm going to talk about how the church reacts. I'm going to talk about also how it plays into our locating, closing with, and destroying the enemy by fire and maneuver. So, oh yeah, you definitely want to hang around for this one. So grab another cup of coffee. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Servant Warrior Nation. Cersei here. I need your help. God has provided the vision and the passion for Servant Warrior Radio. And now I'm looking for partners and sponsors to join the mission and take Servant Warrior Radio to stations across the country. The time is now to make a difference. It's time to get in the fight. Email us at sponsor@servantwarriorradio.com. Keep it real and armor up.
We walk alone in the unknown. We live to win another victory. We are the young, dying sons. We live to change the face of history.
We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio, and welcome back to Battle Station Headquarters. Cersei here, and before the break, we're talking about battle tactics and how the mission of a Marine Corps rifle squad applies to our calling as Christians and servant warriors. Now, as we left, I was talking about the reaction Christians give when we talk about Halloween and the traditions associated with it. Now, listen, I know Halloween is nothing like it was when when I was a kid growing up, when you were a kid growing up, and listen, I know they were hard-pressed to turn on the TV any time of the year, much less around Halloween, and not see the previews of this new mega horror and ultra demonic film that will soon grace the big screens in our local family theaters. And listen, I don't like it any more than the next guy. And matter of fact, I get pretty irritated every time I've got to make all kinds of noise and tell my two kids to turn their heads and close their eyes so the previews of the movies that I just talked about don't scare them half to death. You know, I mean, listen, I don't like it any more than anybody else. And I know this world, the direction that it's going. But listen, I want to go ahead and say that right up front before we move on. But before the break, we're talking about locating, closing with, and destroying the enemy by fire and maneuver. And of course, the fire that we were talking about are the weapons of God mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word, prayer, which is definitely a weapon that we want to use. But also, we were start talking about the locating and the closing with. And like I said earlier, if you want to locate the enemy, you have to go to where the enemy is. And where is he? He is of and in the world. Now listen, I know it's a powder keg, and it's a subject that sparks all kind of mixed responses, but I want to use Halloween and all of the traditions associated with it to present a tactical environment and to illustrate how we can look at Halloween not as an evil bastion of demonic forces, but as an opportunity to say we will not back down or retreat, but we will be in the world, not of it. And we'll take the fight to the enemy with the weapons of God and the power of Jesus in our camp. Now, I know some people have taken Halloween and turned it into an excuse to go absolutely wild and conjure up all sorts of ghosts and goblins and, well, just, man, to go demonic. I mean, you know, but what do you expect? Now, before you answer that, I have a one question quiz for you. Ready? Here it is. Who has been given dominion over the earth? Now, I'll give you three guesses, and the last two don't count. Satan. You're absolutely right. Now let's stay right along with the Halloween powder keg, and I want to talk about fall festivals. Now, before I go any further, I want to say for the record that I am a fan of the fall festivals, and I'm glad that the churches all across the country and groups are providing them as an alternative to things that happen on Halloween. But, and of course there's always a but I have a motives question for the church. Feel free to answer out loud if you like, and it really doesn't matter what you answer out loud, because God knows the heart and he knows the real answer. So here goes the motives question I have for the church. Why do you hold a fall festival on Halloween? While you're thinking about that, and you might have spouted out an answer immediately, but while you're thinking about that, I believe that the answers will fall into one of two camps. And you know, there's a pretty good chance that we'll have a foot in each of these. So, Camp A, you're providing a place for families to come as an alternative to trick-or-treating, or really to provide a safe environment for families and kids to have fun and fellowship. And listen, I think that is great, and I hope that people outside your church come. I hope they have a great time, and I hope they experience Christ. Now, the other camp, you're providing a fall festival as a means to separate yourselves from those who take part of Halloween traditions because you fear your flock will be corrupted, or you believe that Christians, really, they just shouldn't associate themselves with the people or the activities of Halloween. Yeah, I told you I might hit a nerve with this one. I know. And I also know that I won't get many Camp B attendees, but you and I both know there are probably more out there than you think. But I want to give everybody the benefit of the doubt here and say that we all reside in Camp A. However, for the sake of the message, let's say that I found one group that said that they were in Camp B. Now, my question to that group would be, why? Now, despite what that group's answer might be, I want to give everybody four reasons why Camp B is not the spot one should reside if they ran that scenario or they applied that motives question or the whole Fall Festival question or the reason why they hold one if they reside in Camp B through a biblical filter. Are you ready? That's going to be fun. Number one, we as Christians are called to be light. Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, said that we are the light of the world. He said that a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. That is Matthew 5:14-16. Now let me ask you, if you really think about it, what would you say, just maybe the darkest night of the entire year? And I use dark as it relates to acts of the, quote, world. Well, you know what? I got a feeling that you're going to be batting 1,000 today on my questions because I know you just answered Halloween, and you're absolutely right. Well, what night of the year do you think could use some light? Bingo! Same answer, man. You're batting 1,000. Now, here's a trick question. How brightly does a very small light shine in complete darkness? Yeah, I think we know the answer. So that was number one. We're called as Christians to be light. Number two, we are commanded to go. In the Great Commission, Jesus tells us, Matthew 28:19-20, to therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Listen, you can't go if you're staying put. Expecting people to come to you is not going. To go means to meet people where they are, both literally and figuratively. The second thing, we're commanded to go. Number three, we are called to be in the world, not of it. Jesus said of his disciples in John chapter 17, verse 16, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Romans 12:2, we're told not to conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Then we'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We are not to be a part of the world. You know, we're supposed to be in it, not of it. That's number three. Number four, we're protected. What are we afraid of? After Jesus ate with his disciples the final time, the Last Supper, he prayed for them and for us. Now, here's a part of his prayer out of John chapter 17, verses 11 through 16. It says, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of this world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Now, if the Savior of the world prays to his Heavenly Father to protect his disciples from the evil one, I have every confidence that we will have absolutely nothing to worry about. We can go boldly into any situation, circumstance, or environment, fully armed in his protection with his weapons, and proclaim the name of Jesus and show a life that is being lived for him. You know, there comes a time at the end of every show that I want to give you the opportunity to surrender your life to Christ. I know there are folks out there who say, Jeff, you know what? I've never had a relationship with Christ. But you know what? I feel him tugging at my heart today. You know, and I understand what it is. And you know what? Someone showed me a life living for Christ, and that's what prompted me. And that's why I'm listening to this show, and that's why I want to surrender my life to him today. You know what? We can take care of that right now. Now, there are those others out there who say, Jeff, you know what? I've had a relationship with Christ, but I've allowed myself to go. I've allowed this world. I have not only been in the world, but I've started to become of the world. I want to change that. I want to rededicate my life to him. I want Christ to again be the Lord of my life. You know what? If either of those are you, we can take care of those right now. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your grace, neither of which I deserve. Father, I pray that you would forgive me of my sins. God, I give my life to you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. God, come into my heart. Use me as you see fit. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, also make sure to get hooked up with a group of believers where you are, because God never meant for us to go on this earthly journey alone. Hey, listen, I can't wait to hang out with you next week. Until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and put on the armor every single day. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.